Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller, with special guest, Brother Joe Cuthbertson.
You know, in the Old Testament, we see the whereas that the enemy was fighting against God. We see whereas that he tried to stop Christ from being born by trying to kill the firstborn. He couldn't do it. See, God has a purpose. And now that we are here and we are God's children, God still has a purpose that we shine, that we be identifiable for the people that don't know him. So well, we have a job to do. And it's a great job. Because it's one that's doable, because it's the leading of the Holy Spirit that's in us, yes, that leads, guides, and directs us. Yes. So it's not us doing it, it's the Spirit of God doing it for us. And also in that 55th verse, the 5th chapter, in that 45th verse, it says that we may be children of Father, which is in heaven, for he maketh the sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sendeth rain on the just and unjust. God set an example right there. Okay, if God can do these things here, and we are God's children, why not we mimic what God does and apply the same characteristics? If anything is going to make you stand out, when somebody know that they have offended you and you love them still, if somebody have used you over and over again, and you still be able to come to their aid and help them in certain ways, if they sin against you a numerous time, and you say, Lord, I'm sorry, you forgive them, people notice that.
That's right.
Yeah. If you got friends, unsaved friends who want you to do things that's not biblical and you reject it, the first thing they're going to say, well, he must be a Christian. Mm-hmm. Well, praise God, I am.
Right.
You know, I'm proud to be a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
I'm proud to know that I have the will and the desire to not be takers of things in this world.
Yeah.
That's why in Romans 12:1-2, God says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to him. But be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Yeah.
God says, hey, you can't serve me in this world too.
That's right.
There's always a choice that we have to make. We make good choice and we make bad.
Yeah.
The good choice is that, Lord, here I am. Use me.
That's right.
Yeah. Lord, here I am. Where you want to send me today?
Mm-hmm.
Lord, I'm yours. That's a song. I'm yours, Lord. I'm not going to sing it for you. But the thing about it is that we were born of the Spirit, filled with the Spirit. So we got to do what? We got to walk in the Spirit. And when we walk in the Spirit, guess what? We're not walking in our own strength. We're walking in the Spirit of Christ, because the function of the Holy Spirit is to lead, guide, and direct us.
That's right.
We don't ever want to think we can do anything in our own strength. I think it was Solomon that bragged a lot about what he had accomplished.
Yes.
I done this,
yes,
and I done that, and I did this. But God said, hold up, you didn't do nothing. I done it for you. And see, now sometimes I talk to my wife about that. She said, well, I got to get myself together. I said, hold up, you can't. I said, but God can.
That's right.
You try doing your own strength, and the enemy know that, and you're in for a fall. Is what's going to happen. It is said that if I'm not Christ-like at heart, I'm not becoming noticeable, more like Christ.
Yeah.
You got to happen in here.
Yeah.
You got to know who we serve. God says that I have begun a good work in you, and I will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. So God started it, and it's our responsibility to continue on by the leading of the Spirit to do those things that's going to bring glory to him.
Yes.
As a Christian, the old nature just don't appreciate being pushed aside.
Mm-hmm.
He's got an attitude.
Yeah.
You know, so what are you going to do? He's going to come at you full force. You know, and that's why in Romans 8:29.
Yes.
Amen.
That's good. Amen.
You know, so God had a plan the whole time.
Yeah.
When we accept Christ by faith, God says, okay, this is my plan, that you be conformed to his image.
Yes.
So that when he conformed to his image, what he's doing, he said, okay, now you have come to the point where that you're usable.
Yeah.
That you don't have to worry about people talking about you when you identify yourself with Christ.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.